From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Thousands of exuberant demonstrators have been walking through streets Saturday in protest of President Robert Mugabe and asking him to step down from office. There are signs that say Mugabe must go, and not coup, but cool.
We are Zimbabweans. We're saying to our army, thank you very much for the peaceful intervention. And it's time for the masses of Zimbabwe to say Mugabe must go, and must go like yesterday. We can't wait to see his back. And today's solidarity consists of every Zimbabwean.
For us, it's about a new beginning. For us, it's about the end of a tyrant rule. And we are going to take our Zimbabwe back.
The military had stopped such demonstrations in the capital in the past, but now supporting the protest, directing demonstrators to the Zimbabwe grounds, where speeches will be made by a number of activists, politicians, and former freedom fighters. The Zimbabwe grounds is a symbolic location. It is where Zimbabweans welcome Mugabe back from exile in 1980 after the liberation war from white minority rule. Lebanese Prime Minister Saad El-Hiri said Saturday in Paris that he would return to Beirut in the coming days and announce his position on the crisis in his country after holding talks with the Lebanese President Michel Aoun. El-Hiri spoke with Lebanese President to tell him that he will take part in those upcoming festivities. He also made a phone call from Paris, where he arrived earlier Saturday, in meeting with France's young leader, Emmanuel Macron, who has said he is ready to help Hariri resolve the latest twist in the bizarre Lebanese political drama. He resigned in Saudi TV earlier this month. This is VOA News. Russia has vetoed again a UN Security Council resolution that would have extended an international probe into chemical weapons use in Syria. This is just a day after it rejected a similar resolution. It was the 11th time Russia vetoed the resolution. Russian UN ambassador said that the inquiry could only be extended if fundamental flaws in its work were fixed. And U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley told the council after the vote that the veto shows that Russia does not now and has never had any intention of making this time productive for this council and the international community.
Russia's veto, its second in 24 hours, shows us that Russia has no interest in finding common ground with the rest of this council to save the gym.
Japan had put forward a resolution that would have extended the investigation to identify who's behind chemical weapons attacks in Syria by 30 days. Thursday, the United States sponsored a similar resolution with a year-long extension that was also vetoed by Russia. Campaigners expect the Australian Parliament to legalize same-sex marriage in early December. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull promised to change the law to allow gay couples to marry after Australians voted overwhelmingly for a change in historic postal survey. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
This week, history was made in Australia. Almost 8 million people, or about 62% of those who took part in a postal survey, decided that same-sex couples should be allowed to marry. The result of the ballot isn't legally binding, but Australia's centre-right Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull is promising to act by Christmas to introduce a law that will allow all couples, regardless of gender or sexual preference, to pop the champagne and be wed.
Longtime Venezuelan opposition leader Antonio Ledezma arrived in Madrid Saturday, where he was greeted by his family. Ledezma, who had been under house arrest since 2015 for alleged coup plotting, said he escaped house arrest Friday and went to neighboring Colombia, passing dozens of police and army positions before leaving Colombia. He said he was planning a global pilgrimage to fight for political freedom for Venezuela. Ledezma, the former mayor of Caracas, said he had spoken by phone with the Colombian president, Juan Manuel Santos, who offered his support. Battered and beaten in Iraq and Syria, the Islamic State terror group is surging fighters into Afghanistan, rebuilding its presence and perhaps setting up a new base for attacks on both the West and Russia. Afghan officials tell Voice of America that Islamic State may now have as many as 3,000 foreign fighters in the country, many of them coming from Pakistan and Uzbekistan. More at VOANews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.